You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yep, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 2:06 p.m. on March the 30th. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, bud.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I noticed, outside. I'm ready to go.
I noticed that you and I apparently decided to wear the same clothes today.
We did. We did the same color.
If you wear your olive drab shirt, I'll wear mine too.
That's right. That's what we were texting this morning, right?
All right. Good to see you. Good to be with you. We got a great show laid on for you. So we're going to spend some time today kind of unpacking the way that that school shooting in Nashville was taken down. Jared Hudson, who's been on the show multiple times, he's a former Navy SEAL who now teaches police departments and military units on aspects of, like, you know, firearms and room clearing and clearing a building, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk to Jared Hudson, get his take on how that went down. Obviously, it was successful. It's being touted as one of the most successful we've ever seen. But we want to hear an expert talk through it also and just get his thoughts on it and what we can do differently, if anything at all. That being said, we got a ton of stuff. So that's at 3:30, by the way, with Jared Hudson. You're not going to want to miss that. And then this triple dipper is just full. So hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. I mean, literally, we've got stuff that's like just like in the weeds good. Like, number one, when free isn't free. All right, so we're gonna talk through the variety of things that make us a free nation. And oh, by the way, what are we seeing right now, literally seeing and experiencing out of the Biden administration, who doesn't seem to get the fact that we have a Bill of Rights? I'm going to break them down to you story by story. Number one on the triple dipper, when free isn't free. Number two, in conjunction with that conversation with Jared Hudson, the former Navy SEAL, hard targets. We're going to call that one hard targets. Taking a look at what does it take to harden up a school without turning it into a prison, so to speak? What does it take to make a hard target out of a soft target? And what can we do to also respond accordingly when there's an issue? So number two on the triple dipper, hard targets. And then number three, you've been tracking the stuff on AI? Wow. Yeah, AI is a little weird right now, and AI is getting a lot of attention, and I'm just going to call this one again for the second time, Skynet is here. So there's that. All right, Skynet is here. Number three on the triple dipper. Let me jump over to my comments, though, and I will start with two things. Number one, it's been a tragic day. This is an aside, not part of my monologue. It's been a tragic day at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where nine of our service members died when two Black Hawk helicopters crashed during a training event. I watched part of the briefing this morning. Not a lot known yet. Fort Rucker's disaster response team is headed out right now to inspect and evaluate the situation to see what's what. But we'll talk about that in more detail later on. We know it, but right now, just a tragedy. We've lost some of our nine of our service members in a tragic accident in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And then on top of that, before I get any further down the road, I want to make sure I point out something that I overlooked yesterday. March 29th, yesterday, was Vietnam Veterans Day. My father and grandfather both served in Vietnam, and that day is set aside to remember and thank the over 9 million people who served there and the families who supported them. So from all of us at Right Side Radio to the veterans of the Vietnam War, thank you and welcome home. Well, listen, let me jump into my full comments, though. So it's funny, you know, how some things just sound old and out of date, right? They're old. They become objects of scorn just for being relics of a different age. Even advertising campaigns can kind of create that old school ain't as good as new school sentiment. Remember the ad that used to run as, "This isn't your grandfather's Buick?" Yeah, see? Or what about the effort in the 80s to move to New Coke? Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Or what about Kentucky Fried Chicken rebranding itself as KFC? I guess it's sportier, I don't know. But okay, here's a flash from the past. Some of you are familiar, but some of you will think this sounds super old-fashioned, and maybe it is. You ever heard of Good Housekeeping Magazine. Good Housekeeping Magazine. You might ask, what is that? Well, is it some throwback to a bygone era? Is it read by dutiful wives who vacuum the house wearing pearls and bring their husband his newspaper and pipe as he recoups from a long day at the office? June Cleaver taking time from baking her fresh apple pie and dusting the furniture and sitting down at the kitchen table to peruse the recipes and recommended ways to do laundry in the pages of Good Housekeeping Magazine? Well, truth is yes, that's exactly what Good Housekeeping Magazine has been known for, partially. What you may not know, though, is this old-fashioned tome of how best to keep house, it's still around. It's still here. After 135 years, Good Housekeeping Magazine is still out there and going strong. It's got feature stories on, you know, human interest and the best hacks for cleaning and cooking and making your house a home. But somewhere along the way, though, they found another niche. And that niche became known as the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Now, does that sound archaic and old school, too? Maybe. Until you realize what it is. Apparently, around 1900, the founders of Good Housekeeping Magazine decided they needed to provide a service and not just a good read on good ideas. So the Good Housekeeping Institute was formed, and originally it was called the Good Housekeeping Experiment Station. They test products for safety, breakability, reliability, pricing, and after passing the tests, if they pass the tests, that product is given the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, giving the consumer the understanding that a third party has now reviewed that product and providing some evidence that a standard exists that's held the product manufacturer to some measure of accountability. They did this years ahead of the formation of the Food and Drug Administration or the Federal Trade Commission. They got out there first. They identified hazards of smoking like a decade before the Surgeon General put labels on cigarettes. The Good Housekeeping Institute in the present day is actually an 18,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility in Manhattan. They test everything from the longest-lasting lipsticks and the safest baby gear to top-performing appliances for your home and the latest electronic gadgets. Doesn't sound so old-fashioned now, does it? My whole point here is not to provide some like free advertising for Good Housekeeping Magazine, but rather my point is to show you that sometimes what sounds old and dusty from days of yore, it may actually be a thing that still bears out its usefulness even today. Even to the extent that it may be something that if it was gone, we'd find out how crucial it was to our very way of life. And in this case, I'm flipping the gears to say that same sentiment applies to the U.S. Constitution. There's a lot of talk from today's left wing about that old, archaic, out-of-date document the Founding Fathers spent so much time on. Between the original Constitution and its first 10 amendments that we call the Bill of Rights, that old piece of paper has preserved the ability of people in this country to remain free of the tyranny that the Founders had known about firsthand. They were way ahead of their time, establishing the notion that what was most important in a free society was the ability of individuals to have rights, actual rights, to keep them free. And free, mind you, not just from other people, but from their own government. Free to think and express themselves independently. Free to know they cannot be held against their will without due process. Free to know they can worship as they see fit. Free to move about, raise their families, earn a living. Free to not just survive, but thrive. And that one old dusty archaic document written in old school King James style language, it's been the standard that any encroachments on those freedoms are always held to for 200 plus years. But the left would have you believe it's just a document that's easily malleable. It's to be manipulated or interpreted by today's whims, subject to enforcement based on the notions of whoever's in charge. They argue, it was written for a different time. It's old and out of date. Why should the living be bound by the notions of those who are dead? But yet, that's really what all laws are, right? They're standards enacted by a process for a reason, and they cannot be thrown out just because one agenda finds them to be inconvenient. Just yesterday, in the wake of the school shooting in Nashville, President Biden said once again, just an amazingly callous and indifferent kind of statement, speaking out against the Second Amendment, that no amendment is absolute. Okay. On the one hand, he's correct. It's also a stupid thing to say, especially as the leader of the free world. The Bill of Rights is not something you just cast aside when someone gets a notion. Your Constitution is not like the leisure suits of the 70s or tail fins on a 50s automobile that all go out of fashion and disappear. This is about freedom. And Joe Biden, of all people, knows that the means to amend the Constitution is by 220 years has been difficult and made difficult on purpose. 27 amendments have been added in the entire time the Constitution has been around. Just 27. Six times there were attempts to amend it that failed. A two-thirds majority of Congress has to approve an amendment, which must then be ratified by three-quarters of the states. Its design was meant to be difficult to undo, and in 40 years in D.C., Joe Biden never once tried to have the Second Amendment removed from the Bill of Rights. He knows better, and he knows it's a heavy lift. He needs to quit making inane comments like that. Freedom should not be based on political expediency or cultural whims and fads. As a conservative, we typically believe this document from days gone by should be strictly or narrowly construed, that there should be a sense of originalism in its application, that courts should use judicial restraint in reviewing matters based on the text of the document itself, that a high degree of scrutiny should be applied to constitutional questions. You see, standards matter. Laws matter. The Constitution matters. And it's good to know that if you want to buy a brand of appliance or figure out which TV has the best quality, you can look for the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It provides protection, reassurance, confidence, and hopefully means that you and yours are better off because, you know, somebody went before you and put it to the test, and it stood up under their scrutiny. But the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, since 1789, it's our free society's seal of approval. If something passes constitutional muster, then we can be more assured that we are protected and able to confidently move forward. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, don't let the bogus argument, well, you can amend the Constitution, there's no such thing as an absolute amendment. Shut up. The reality is this. If you want to make a change in 40 years in D.C., you could have tried to make a change. But you didn't, because you know it. You can't do it. And the truth of the matter is, it shouldn't be easy, because freedoms should never be something that can be arbitrarily done with the stroke of a pen. Yay or nays, no. It's got a process, and we got to stick with it. And that old document, it's worth preserving. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Fighting off a head cold. It's all your fault, Boomer.
It's my fault.
I don't mind blaming you. It's just there.
It's there.
It's just there. It's just there. Oh my gosh.
We're in the room together. I brought the cold in.
You did. It's all your fault. I have a feeling I'll be using the cough button multiple times today. Well, hey, listen, we got a ton of stuff going on. I got to tell you, the text lines are open, and some of people are already jumping on them, brother. I mean, I'm just, wow. So 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it on in. Call it on in. If you're calling in, try to stay on topic. If you're texting, you can text what you want and know that I'll get to them when I can. I can look over here right now. Allie from Athens just texted in. Cough button. Allie from Athens has texted in and said, Senator, you are one wonderfully sneaky operative. Who knew that Good Housekeeping magazine could be parlayed into a plea to keep the Constitution as written? Well done. good stuff. Kimball from Harvest texted in and says, our founding fathers knew firsthand what tyranny was and is. They were visionary and ahead of their time. They also didn't agree on everything, but they came together for the greater good of America with the God-given rights of generations to come first and foremost in mind. Oh, well written, Kimball. Man, that's a heck of a text. We needed to print that one off and frame it. JT from Lacey Springs says, the Constitution is the experience of our ancestors, just like Dad saying, don't touch your tongue to the frozen flagpole. Experience talking. Yes. Yeah. If I tell you, don't stick your tongue on the frozen flagpole, just take my word for it. Don't stick your tongue on the frozen flagpole. What else we got here? Jeff from Green Hill just texted in and says, I believe this trans stuff, meaning the transgender activism stuff, is a smokescreen to hide what's going on, such as the Restrict Act. Stand by, Jeff. I'm about to talk about the Restrict Act here in just a minute. Yeah, if you're not familiar with that one, I caught wind of it last night. Fox, I think it was, Jesse Waters was interviewing Lindsey Graham and was pretty much given Lindsey Graham what for. And I was like, what is he talking about here? The Restrict Act. Apparently, Lindsey Graham signed on to be a co-sponsor to this bill that we'll talk about here in just a minute. That does not look like something anybody who calls himself a Republican or a freedom lover should ever want to do. Not the least of which is the fact that not only is he a senator, but, you know, Lindsey Graham is supposed to be an Air Force JAG officer, meaning he's got a law degree and he's, you know, served in the military. So, Lindsey Graham, what are you doing? So we'll talk about that in detail. Yeah, Jeff, thanks very much. Then Leanne from Huntsville just texted us a picture. Someone holding up a maple bacon donut and says, feel better, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Leanne. I appreciate that very much. So we got plenty of stuff to talk about. Phone lines again, 833-687-4448. And then on top of that, I got to point out something that I get reminded that I don't do enough is that our website, rightsideradio.org, has all our stuff on it. So, yeah, I mentioned it once in a while, but I don't think I've ever unpacked for you how much is on there. So, yes, there's a place on there where you can watch the live stream. You can see inside the studio as we're talking on the mics. You've also got the ability to pick up just the live feed in case you're getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM/FM capabilities. And then there's also one of the things we've been doing for about the last week, down at the bottom of the live stream page. You hear me rattle paper on, we do a lot of resourcing for the show. We prepare in advance to come on and talk to you. But now there's a resource button. So if I'm rattling a piece of paper on Triple Dipper number 2 or whatever it is, you can go to the resource button, scroll down to Triple Dipper number 2 and get the links to the exact same story in case it's one you're thinking, man, I got to read that one or I got to send that to a friend or whatever. They're all on there. So yeah, I tell you, this show is, I mean, we got a mission here, man. This is no fooling. Boomer and I, we could be doing other things in our life, and we chose to do this because we got what we call the mission and the message, and every single day that mission is I want to do what I call the 4 E's. I want to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain you with what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's world. If that means putting these resources in your hands, I'll do it. But then that's the mission. It's the message that drives everything we do. I mean, literally, the message is, every single day on the show, I want you to know that this show stands for Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and oh, by the way, life is worth living. And that's the reason why I think the audience keeps growing and we keep adding on, and we appreciate you. We do not take it for granted. And like I said, Boomer and I, we sit here, we're on a mission. Mission ready. Boom.
Mission ready.
Mission ready. All right, well, we're about to go take a break right now. We'll be coming back in a minute. And we're going to be diving right into Triple Dipper number 1, When Free Isn't Free. I just, you know, when I was resourcing the show this morning, I was just sitting there thinking, good gosh, that's another violation of the Second Amendment. Good gosh, that's another violation of the First Amendment. And the First Amendment again. And oh, by the way, the Fourth Amendment. And then I kept looking down going, no, this is wrong. And I realized when free isn't free is when you think you're free, but you're allowing them to get away with constant encroachments on your freedom. No, then it gets costly. We'll talk about it coming right back. Number 1 on the Triple Dipper, When Free Isn't Free. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.